This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's time for a health update and health focus brought to you by ACAC, and I want to welcome live into the studio Sherry Zach and Renee Breeden. Join me live on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks you for having us.
And we wanted to have you come in because you have a wonderful, a sort of a unique perspective on health and fitness. And where to begin? You are sisters.
Yes.
Right.
And you have been active members of ACAC for over 10 years. So that, and that's quite an accomplishment in itself. I mean, most folks who work out and are committed to the program might make a few months. But here you go, over 10 years. So, Sherry, let me ask you, go back 10 years and tell me what was going on in your life. And were you talking to Renee on the phone and saying, hey, we really need to go work out? Or, I mean, what happened that got you into the gym? Because for every Sherry and every Renee, there's 100 or 200 other women out there who say, you know what, I'd love to go to wherever, ACAC or wherever. I'd love to go work out and be healthy, but I just don't have the time or whatever reason, or I don't know what to do at the gym, or I'm afraid. And tell me your story.
Well, my story begins with my husband. He was already a member, and I wanted to lose weight. Started walking in the neighborhood. He said, Sherry, it's so much better at ACAC. Please, I'll join you, you know, get you to join. And once I joined, I was hooked. And that was a couple of years before my sister started. And it was right behind me, so I could just walk over there in the mornings, work out. And I met such nice people and started doing weights and things I'd never done in my life.
Really?
And just felt so good that I would talk about it a lot with my sister. And then when ACAC was going to open up their new facility at Albemarle Square, she and her husband and Bob and I went, and we just said, we're all going to...
We went on the tour.
Yeah, we went on the tour.
So, Renee, what's your reaction when Sherry's calling you and saying, hey, I'm not walking in the neighborhood anymore. I'm actually going to the gym, and I'm lifting weights, and I'm doing this and that. What are you thinking?
I was actually a little jealous that she was getting to go to a gym, because I actually used to live closer to her, and we used to walk a lot together, but then I went back to work and moved in a different place, and that wasn't happening anymore. And like I said, when the new place was going to open, we all went over for a tour one day. They hadn't opened yet. And I was just so impressed. I said to my husband, I want to join too. And Sherry and Bob are going to get to go to this new place, you know, because it was so beautiful over there. And so we did. We just took the plunge and signed up. And she and I just started going together. But because I work, we have to go. Well, we don't have to, but we go according to my schedule, which is after work every day. But my children are grown up too, and I don't have to get home to kids, and you know.
Yeah.
So we just started going over there.
What would you? We're talking with Sherry Zach and Renee Breeden, longtime members of ACAC. When you first get there, and you're brand new, and you've never been a regular gym goer, and most people are that way. And you walk in, it's quite intimidating.
It is at first, but having somebody to go with made it so much easier. If I had to go in there by myself, I might not have. And I used to be very overweight, which was another thing that I had to, you know, get over, was going to a gym and being, you know, overweight and worrying that everybody was looking at me. But actually, nobody was like that. And the people that worked there were so wonderful. And the thing about ACAC that maybe other places do this too, is they would give you free training, you know, with the trainers to get you started. So they taught us how to use all the equipment, because I really didn't know how to, other than a treadmill, I didn't really know how to use, you know, a lot of the equipment over there.
And they encourage you to do that, to just not do, because it's so much, isn't that right, Sherry, that it's not just, what we're learning now is that going on the treadmill is not necessarily going to make you drop the pounds. It's actually lifting the weight. The treadmill's great for your heart, which is a muscle, but if you want to drop the pounds, lifting the weights is actually the thing you should be doing.
Right. Oh, yes, and you need to be shown what to do with that, or you can injure yourself, and they're so good there at ACAC, and we've made friends with so many of the trainers, and you can ask a question anytime. When you walk in, people are just so friendly there. You feel at home. It's like a second home for us in a sense. I mean, you could do everything there. You can go there and eat, do your workout, take a shower, get changed, go somewhere. Everything is there. They have so much to do there, too.
All they need is a cot, a room with some cots, and you're good to go.
Well,
you can go for a massage and lay down.
For a long time, we just went in there and used a lot of the equipment. But then we got adventurous and wanted to sign up for a class. And so we used to do the aerobics and the step classes, and that's really the fun. Because you're in there with all these different women. Everybody's laughing. Well, men too.
Yeah.
Music. And somebody's telling you what to do. And you get a good workout.
And that time flies.
Now, what do you think? What would you tell somebody who's out there? And like I say, for every Sherry and Renee, there's hundreds of women and men who think, yeah, you know, that's good. I just, for whatever reason, I'm not going to the gym. Or I'm not going out and walking after dinner. So what do you say in terms of both... perhaps what you can tell them is advice, and also in terms of how it's changed your life that they might need to hear.
Well, when you start hitting my age bracket, 40s and 50s on up, my focus started more about health and well-being and wanting to, you know, be a healthier person. And I don't know, I just feel so much stronger and better. Like, just going every day makes you feel so much better. And all the hype about... you know, how it keeps you healthier and it's a stress reliever. I really believe it's true because I rarely ever get sick and I just don't seem to be stressed out. And I really think it's the exercise. And it also has helped me lose a lot of weight, which just doing exercise alone wasn't quite doing it. But then when you do a combination with your food and exercise, it just comes right off.
Oh, and they have nutrition specialists, classes for that, to not just exercise. They have mind, body, all kinds of things to choose from. And the thing that really works for us is having someone to go with, to motivate you to say, hey, no, we're not going to stay home today. We're going. And we go 5 days a week.
Really?
Together.
That's impressive.
And we've been doing that, as we said, for 10
and
years.
You have to make it a habit. And they say you have to schedule it into your time. And I know it's really hard for a lot of people to do. But even if you could go for 30 minutes during lunch or, you know, any time of the day that you could squeeze it in. It makes you just feel so much better to know that you've exercised. And it lowers all your, you know, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, all your numbers. I mean,
good things happen.
Yeah.
Very good. Yes.
We're talking with Sherry, Zach, and Renee Breeden, longtime members of ACAC. They're sisters. They've been going regularly now, 5 days a week for almost 10 years. And we had a caller on the line who called up during the break and wanted to know about the cost. And I'm sure you hear that a lot from people who say, oh, yeah, well, I'd love to do that. And I guess those are the two big things you hear first off from somebody who doesn't really have a regular workout is, well, I don't have the time or I don't have the money. And I'm sure you hear that from friends of yours who aren't necessarily gym friends or ACAC friends, who probably admire what you're doing. And Renee, you were saying, I was jealous at first when Sherry was going.
Well, yeah, I was, because, you know, she was getting to do a lot of neat stuff that I, you know, didn't have the opportunity to do on my own. Who can afford all that equipment and, you know, have all that to work with? And it is for some people expensive, I guess, but I don't know. And I don't have a lot of money. I don't drive a fancy car. It's not that. I just feel like it's worth it to me, you know, to spend that money on myself. I think it's going to pay off a lot in the long run, too, health-wise. And there's a lot of places here in Charlottesville. I know that the companies give, you know, they help pay for some of that membership.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Because they recognize that they have lower health care costs than if they can encourage their employees to get out and do something like
and
this.
I don't know all the ins and outs, but I think you can come to ACAC and try it out, sort of like a trial, or like, I don't know if you have to just join right away, but, you know, you can try it out and see if it really is something that's worth it to you.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
have all kinds of plans, and if you want to just do something monthly, or we do it yearly because you get some kind of discount, and then it's out of the way. And hey, that can also be a motivation. I paid for this.
Right.
I'm going to get my money's worth and go.
Now, what do you say to the folks who say, I don't have time? And I'm one of them. And we were just talking during the break. And part of my challenge is, you know, Allison and I have little kids. And that's just something that you have when you do have little kids. We don't go to restaurants and we don't go to movies. And we find it almost impossible to get to the gym. But when I can, I absolutely love it.
Well, and not everybody has to go every single day of the week. But as many days as you could get there, and they're saying more and more, even if you can just do something for shorter amounts of time, several times during the day. Like I said, even if you could just go in there for 30 minutes. I know it's a hard thing, but once you get started and if you make it a habit, it's not that hard anymore. You just have to kind of make it part of your day, and I guess it's about priorities, you know, like
right.
Would you rather, you know, go out to eat at night or maybe go to the gym instead for a little while and you know. But I understand people with young children and families, it is hard to make that commitment. But
they have child care
services, which is
there,
a wonderful, is,
they're,
wonderful
they are.
Thing. There.
Those kids are always so happy and having a good time. I think I'd like to go in there.
We're talking with Sherry Zack and Renee Breeden. And you were also talking, too, that you have met a lot of people in the community through ACAC that you didn't otherwise might not have known.
Oh, yes. I mean, so many people that we call our gym buddies, I guess, that we look forward to seeing them, meeting together for the class and talking about what we're doing outside of that. Sometimes you can stop at the cafe, have a cup of coffee, and just visit. And they have all age groups there, and it just has so much to offer there.
I run into people all the time that I work with that I didn't even know were members there.
Oh, really?
And I'll see them, I'll go, hey, I didn't know you were at ACA. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, it's just a real community thing. You go in there and it's like everybody's your friend and you see the same people in there over and over again.
Right.
We may not know their names, but it's kind of like this, you know, we're all like, hey, yeah, you know, I know you. And it's neat.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I'm one of those who's a big believer that this is a terrific community resource. And I like to talk about it because I think there's a lot of, there's so many communities in America who don't have something like this, and we just happen to be one that does, and it's a really good thing, and I like to see people take advantage of it. So tell us now, give us an idea of, real quick, when you do go, what's going on now? Like, what are you into now when you go over there, and what classes are you taking? And
well, we're getting ready to get back into swimming. I don't know, in the wintertime it doesn't entice us as much, but we're going to get back to doing swim classes. And we've been thinking about going back to body pump, which is a different way to do your weights with music in a group class.
Ooh.
And that's lots of fun. And we've got a good friend, Gwen, that does that. And we keep telling her, we're coming. We'll wave to her in the class, you know, when we're going around the track. But those are a few things we're looking forward to doing.
Yeah, and the swimming is great. I've never gotten into that, and it's always been, it's like Tai Chi and swimming are the two of the things that I've always thought, if you know, next time I get back in the gym, that's what I want to learn. Because I know they say that swimming is one of the best things you could absolutely do for your body and for your health.
And if you have any kind of joint problems or anything, arthritis, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. And we were members for a long time before we ever got in the pools.
Oh, really?
I mean, it took us a long time to work our nerve up. But once we did it, we loved the classes. The water's great.
Oh, yes.
Or you can just swim. I mean, you don't have to take the classes. But
yeah.
Mostly, we just kind of have a routine of doing, we lift our weights, you know, certain days of the week, and then we do all our cardio. And we're kind of creatures of habit. We go in there together, and we know what we're doing on what day of the week it is.
Yeah,
you know? And
yeah.
We're just kind of always together in there.
We challenge each other.
Well, you are quite inspirational sisters. Sherry Zack and Renee Breeden, longtime members, active members at ACAC, a wonderful community resource. And thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you
for having us.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.